American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
But it's been good to me. I've enjoyed meeting lots of good people throughout the United States.
That's Jim Ohako. He's the outgoing chair of the Arizona Cattle Growers Association. We're with him at the 113th annual meeting of the association in Prescott, Arizona.
I kind of been on every corner of Arizona. Every county has a cattlemen's association. So I've seen every part of this state, enjoyed the people. You can't work with better people.
And he has a cattle operation south of Winslow, Arizona. Now, his grandfather was originally in the sheep business, and his son, which is Ohako's dad, was in World War II, landing first in North Africa.
Went through North Africa, went into Italy, on into Germany, and 2 weeks before the end of the war, he was shot by a sniper through the spine, and he was paralyzed. So they shipped him back to the United States. He landed in San Francisco. And my mother happened to be an Army nurse, and that's how he met her. But he was paralyzed. But in those days, they didn't know whether the spine was severed or cut or whatever. They couldn't tell.
And at the time, Ohako's dad had no use of his arms and legs.
But 5 years later, he slowly improved, and he came back to work the ranch from his dad. They had a ranch in Wickenburg and also in Winslow. But he switched over to cattle after he got back, and we've been in the cattle since 1946. Then I haven't had any sheep since then, or we haven't had any sheep.
Ohako now talks about his breeds.
We used to be primarily a Hereford breeders back in the year when Herefords were, you know, the thing.
But then he converted over to Black Angus.
Because people want the Angus quality. So here's what we do. We go with the Hereford bull on an Angus cow that gives us a Black Baldy. And that's been the best breed that we can use on our ranch.
And we asked Ohako how the cattle industry is doing in Arizona. And there's a little pressure from urban spread.
We're thriving, but there's not as many as there used to be. You know, the Arizona's growing. The farms are getting covered over by cement and asphalt and the fields. So it's shrinking, but there's a nucleus of us that are here to hang on.
Again, that's Jim Ohako, a rancher and the outgoing chairman of the Arizona Cattle Growers Association. And we will have more reports from this big 113th annual convention. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.